I don't care how well your business is doing. You're not taking care of you. Your business might have a great bottom line, but you are your most important capital. There are only so many withdrawals you can make from your health bank account, but you just keep on withdrawing. You could go bankrupt if you don't make some deposits soon. And indeed, not long after that, the man had to be admitted for an angioplasty. When we include well-being in our definition of success, another thing that changes is our relationship with time. Right now, we are all so stressed out about time that every time we look at our watch, it's later than we think. Researchers have a term for it, time famine. And Dr. Seuss wrote about it, ahead of the researchers, of course. How did it get so late so soon, he wrote. It's night before it's afternoon. December is here before it's June. My goodness, how the time has flown. How did it get so late so soon? Does that feel familiar to anyone, or more likely to everyone? The problem is that as long as success is defined by just money and power, climbing and burnout, we will never have the time to be able to enjoy that other aspect of the third metric, wonder. I was blessed with a mother who was living in a constant state of wonder, whether she was washing the dishes or feeding seagulls at the beach or reprimanding overworking businessmen. She maintained her sense of wonder.